We're losing to the South. Tone, we have to change it.
Yeah, we made some weird decisions when we were filling out our college applications. And what led me to Ahwatukee, Arizona as a couch surfer for a few months?
It's all coming up on the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Yeah, I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. It's Taco Day.
It is National Taco Day. You know what I love? Well. Rodney McLeod came in studio after... really sensing the temperature of the fan base. Yeah. He understands. I mean, he was in Vegas where all these wasted, drunk, on a bender Browns fans who spent a small fortune to go out there for this amazing weekend. I think he understands, you know, where the fan base is. So he comes in and he faces the heat, right? He dealt with it. No problem. He's a veteran. I thought he gave us some really candid answers. I look at the first two responses. You guys are losers. Like, just
wow.
Just on Twitter, okay. You know, just on X, and like, I, you know, we invite somebody on the team to provide perspective. It's, yeah, we know they've lost. They're 1-3. It's really unfortunate. Is that all like the surface level fandom yes. that so many fans yeah. have?
Yes.
Where it's win or lose, happy yes. or sad.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then maybe the NFL isn't for you. Because that is not...
What do you mean the NFL isn't for them?
I can't imagine consuming the NFL on that level where...
Welcome to pro sports, buddy. That's what they want you to do.
But I'm, those aren't the fans I talk to these days. I mean, the fans I talk to...
Because you're an elitist and you live in Bay Village.
Well, that's true. The fans I talk to, they are interested in the why and the how and coming up with theories and how to get better.
They're not.
If you just go there, and if their score, the opposing team's score, is one number higher than the home team's score, and that's how your entire week is going to be impacted, and there's no other thought, and you're not interested in the why, and you're not interested in is there a chance they get better, like, I think that's such a lame way to consume the sport.
Well, that's the way they do it, and when you give your theory, it just sounds like an excuse to a lot of people. Even if it's not an excuse. I mean, welcome to our world, man. That's what we deal with. I've just got used to it over time.
Well, do you think, like, when Rodney McLeod looks at his seasons in the NFL, playing for Indy the year that Jeff Saturday took over the team, you know, Philadelphia won a Super Bowl. He started out his career in St. Louis. Do you think he just looks at the seasons that are bad and go, we didn't try hard enough?
Like, no.
But that's what fans, but that's what some of these fans think, like, you're not trying hard enough. Look at the body language.
You are finally.
The coach doesn't care. Like, come on.
But when I say that
this
preseason.
This is a tough league.
Because you're looking at the process. And this is why I got so pissed off when you guys don't talk about when you guys say the preseason doesn't matter. The process matters, and to some, winning is part of that process. But people just go, oh, preseason doesn't matter. Because they don't want to be bothered with the minutia that makes the sport boring to a lot of people. It doesn't make it boring to me, but it makes it boring to 98% of the other people. And the other 2% that are not me work in the league.
I understand that to coaches, yes, all of it matters. Every minute of the day that they clock in.
Well, I'm not trying to re-argue the argument. I'm giving an example. So you're always going to win that argument when you say, well, it doesn't matter. Because to the most of the people that we talk to, even the smart fans, the smarks, if you want to, about football, even they'll say the preseason doesn't matter. Because a lot of them, they don't want to hear about the problems that the team has. Well, they do. They like the drama. They do. They want them to win, but they also want some drama because it makes it more interesting. But they don't care about your problems. They just want to see you win. And I don't like the place we're going to right now, the 1-3 football team. But
I mean,
here we are.
They like you heard Rodney talk about Washington, and holy cow, it's tough for a rookie to elicit that kind of respect from a veteran. I mean, people are taking notice, and you know, I would like to think, especially if Miles can play a few more snaps and be healthy, because we see every time he's in there, he's wrecking the game. I'd like to think that we have some tricks up our sleeve that can rattle a rookie who's only experiencing good times right now, which is what he's doing. I mean, he's completing 82% of his passes. It's a great show.
James Amos.
82% of his passes. Edward James Olmos?
Who? No, John Amos.
Yeah. 82% of his passes. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that. Even in a dink and dunk league, 82% is 82%.
Still a lot. Still high.
And you watch him, he is it is like a flick of the wrist, like standing tall back there, just going boop, 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 boop. And I would like to think.
Some folks say that's maybe why he won the Heisman.
Interesting.
It is.
I'd like to think that Jim Schwartz and Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, I'd like to think that they could make his life a living hell.
We will find out. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going
to. That's the end of the podcast.
Wow, I didn't know what you were going to say. I thought you were going to say something different.
Oh, we'll find out. All right.
I thought you were going to say something different. No, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, welcome to the emerging podcast scene. Can you pull up that article that you read
about college? I am doing so as we speak.
Very interesting stuff here. Very interesting. I need to hear that article from your mouth about what people are reading, what they're seeing. It's pretty amazing.
So I was paying attention to Alabama and Georgia this week, and I guess it produced an article. I'm on the Morning Brew Instagram account.
Oh, wow.
Where it had this to say. You're always looking at the kids in the crowd, and you're always like, man, the SEC crowds look different than the Big Ten crowds. They just
always
have. How can
they wear suit jackets and stuff? It's 90-something degrees down there.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it's all frat life, Greek life down there.
I believe they'd tell you that they're built different.
Oh,
well, it means whatever. More. It just means more.
It means more.
Does it? Is that why Kalen DeBoer ran away from the Big Ten and went down there?
So for years.
Is that why the last national champion is from the Big Ten?
For years, I would watch games down there, and let's just be honest. Let's put the cards on the table.
Is that why two Big Ten teams played for a national championship last year?
The cards going on the table.
Two Big Ten teams.
I would look at the crowds and go, ask my friends, why did we go to Ohio State? We could have gone anywhere. Nobody was holding back. I could have gotten into those schools.
I could not.
Why did I not apply? I always say Arizona State. But like, let's just say, for instance, the SEC, the weather is going to be phenomenal. I mean, have you seen, by the way, some of those Florida schools? They just have pools everywhere for the kids at the dorms. Like, I can't imagine. I would get nothing done. There's no way you could have given me that.
So maybe you're more battle-tested if you go down there. Maybe. Because you got to get something done.
Yeah, that's true. If you can actually matriculate through, 100%. But I would look at the crowds and go, the people are better looking. They always would be at the football games. Like, they'd show the Ohio State crowds, then they'd show the Alabama crowds. It wasn't even a comparison.
Oh, come on.
It wasn't even close.
I don't even pay attention to that.
Oh, 100%.
Owen's just saying it to say it. He doesn't even know.
To you guys.
He doesn't even know.
I'm doing what you do to me during the regular show. I'm not listening.
So then this article came up, and I sent to you guys immediately. More Northern kids are watching Alabama-Georgia football games and thinking, I want that. The number of Northerners heading to college at Southern public schools has skyrocketed 84% over the past two decades, jumping 30% from 2018 to 2022, according to the Wall Street Journal. Better weather, cheaper tuition, a less politicized environment. I don't know what that means. And what does it mean?
You know exactly what that means.
Less politicized?
Oh, yeah.
Explain.
Oh, you know.
I'm being dead serious. I don't know what that means in this context.
Like, the crowds here are probably what you consider more politicized. And
you
got to
be kidding me.
I do not follow.
They're less politicized.
I'm being dead serious.
Owen, do you not follow?
I just explained it all.
Yeah. So, well, keep reading. We'll get to it.
over the past two decades and jumped 30%. Okay, blah, 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 blah. All right, they're saying... cheaper tuition, a sense of community during college football Saturdays are the big reason why college kids are pouring across the Mason-Dixon line, admissions officials told the Wall Street Journal. Ole Miss had 11 freshmen from the Northeast in its 2002 class. I mean, that's amazing, 11 freshmen. But 200 in 2022 and continuing to jump up. Tennessee's freshman population from the Northeast ballooned from 50 in 02 to 600 in 2022. Alabama reported 11% of students were from the Northeast. 11%. It was less than 1%.
So,
two decades earlier.
There's a lot going on here. One is they're pulling people from the Northeast. Well, if you're a college football fan in the Northeast that can get into school, there's no home for you. You know, Boston College is as close as it got Syracuse, but that's upstate New York for football. I'm saying, if you want the college football community, you're either going west or you're going south. You're not going
Villanova, a fine FCS program.
Yeah, but that's basketball. So you're either going south or you're going west. So you know that's where the giveaway is, because I don't think a student who goes to St. Ignatius, who has the wherewithal to go to a southern school without athletic scholarship, I don't think that person is taken in by Alabama over Ohio State if they want to go to Ohio State or Alabama, if they go to, you know, whatever. So I don't think that works. Or if you're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you go to Woodland Hills High School, I think it's more, you would be more inclined to go to Penn State than you would Alabama or Auburn or one of the other schools. But in the Northeast, I do think that's different. So if you're a college football fan, that might work as a young student, if they have the type of degree. The out-of-state tuition thing, see, that's interesting. You and I went to a state school, you went to a state school. Out-of-state tuition, like if you and I were from Hempstead, New York, and we were both going to go out-of-state, maybe the tuition at the University of Alabama is cheaper than Ohio State University? So if you're going to pay out-of-state tuition, either one, then the University of Alabama is where you're going to go, because the weather is going to be better. Now, Columbus, I think, at times is downright tropical compared to here. I do think it's a much more mild climate. Even by northern standards, I think it's a more mild climate than what we experience up here in Northeast Ohio.
I'm looking right now. Out-of-state tuition for Alabama right now is 30.
Fix your mic.
Out-of-state tuition for Alabama right now is $33,000.
Well, how much is Ohio State?
In-state?
Out-of-state.
Oh,
again, I'm using this as you and I were from Hempstead, New York, not Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, gotcha.
So it has to be out-of-state tuition.
Out-of-state, $37,000.
Okay, so that's cheaper, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cheaper. Less politicized. All right, if you're really smart to see, this is where... I don't know if the example is apropos. We know that there's been a lot of protest at Columbia.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Now, that is an Ivy League school. So if you're getting into Ivy League school, maybe you just go to the Ivy League school. You know, young people become very passionate about things, and they march, they protest, and they're more than welcome to. It's their God-given right by this country to do so. There are plenty of students who want nothing to do with any of that. And so I can imagine in the 1960s, people going to school, was Berkeley a turnoff in the 1960s, late 1960s? You know, is Columbia a turnoff to a student in 2024? That's something that has to be thought of. There has to be some that we're just like, you know what? I just want to go to school, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe.
Or there are people, you know, that whatever they feel that their political alignments are. I mean, we have very liberal universities here, and we do happen to have some very conservative universities in this country. And the South tends to be very conservative. Maybe they feel that way. I'm not sure. But when it comes to the less politicized stuff, that's as close as I can think, is that maybe they want an environment that's open to learning, but not necessarily to politics.
Yeah, I mean, at Ohio State, I kind of covered this stuff, so maybe I was a little more in the bubble because of what my degree was in, but I was always covering campus protests, and that was at Ohio State.
Yeah.
I just assumed that was everywhere.
I assume it is everywhere, too. I think a lot of people, they have this idea, but I'm going, well, if you have a student body of any size whatsoever, like the University of Alabama would have or anything like that, you're going to be bringing people in from all over the country and all over the world. There's going to be people who feel that an injustice, whether it's true or not, has been done in some sort to something that they say that they believe in, that at that time or for their future believe in, or they were taught to believe in.
I
so I don't think there's that. I think is... What'd you say? That I think is faulty. I think that is a false premise by people who want to go. Like, you're going to find politics anywhere on a college campus.
I was thinking, like, truth be told, like with George Floyd and everything that, you know, and the things that were happening down in Mississippi and Alabama, that their campuses were rife with protests. Maybe they weren't. I just assumed, because that tends to be what young people do, and especially at a thought leader like a university. That tends to be.
But again, they're saying why they pick him.
Yeah.
And maybe they have a rude awakening when they go down there.
You guys have gotten very deep in this. There is one thing that I haven't really heard you say yet, and it's the stupidest reason ever. It's because it's warm.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned weather. They did mention weather in the thing.
It is.
Yeah.
I have two girls right now looking at colleges, and I've been in-state. One of them wants to go to Minnesota. That's cold. That's dumb.
Minnesota. Me,
she loves, that's cold. That's dumb.
She loves the beach, so I don't really understand it. But she wants to be a nurse, and the Mayo Clinic is where you do your clinicals and all that.
Yeah.
So she's thought about that. But talking to a lot of knowing people now that, you know, the friends of friends or friends that you make through your kids with other parents, people are saying, I know a kid that was a state championship swimmer here had offers to go in state here and or a diver, sorry, offers to go in state, went to Florida Gulf Coast. Because why? It's cooler there. They just liked it better there. They liked the proximity to beaches and being in the warm weather and all that stuff.
Well, it's interesting.
And that's not everybody, but I do think there's also, I think there's a lot more emphasis up here. And it might have changed a little bit since when I was growing up and even living in Little Rock. A lot more emphasis on a secondary education than there is in the South. After you graduate high school, they're like, go out and get a job. In the South, there's a lot more push to just go out and start working. Get your life going here. So if there's openings down there, why not take them?
So this is a big issue. I know those numbers don't seem huge. Like, all right, so there were 10 kids, now there's 600. Here is where it is a huge issue. And it's just a reality of where you go to school and the type of breakthroughs you have in your life, and you're getting away from your high school friends, and now you are in a different region of the country where, as most institutions do, push you to take internships in that region. And you never come back. Like that is a reality of a brain drain and how that kind of works.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it really hurts this area of the country. I remember when I was a senior, you know, we had some people that were going to like Clemson, right? They never came back. They ended up moving to Charlotte. We had a bunch of people end up in Denver and Boulder and Denver, and they never came back. Like, so that when that happens, like you don't realize what that does. When we always talk about the economics of these decisions, seems like an innocent decision. Hey, I'm going to go to college somewhere else. But the odds are, and they'll show every single time, that where you go to college, you know, whether it's, you know, grad schools, especially like law schools, you know, you end up practicing law where you went to law school and passed the bar. Like that does happen.
Yeah.
And that contributes to the brain drain that has affected us economically.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think that I am jealous of Pittsburgh of. I think in a lot of ways it is the same city. But I think what I'm jealous of Pittsburgh of is that, you know, they seem to retain a lot more people with their schools. And we have a lot of colleges here in this city. You know, Case Western Reserve is one of the best places in the world. And in medicine and a couple of other majors. John Carroll is a fine school. You know, when it comes to Ursuline's a women's only college, correct? I mean, that's a fine school. I know Notre Dame just closed, unfortunately. You got CSU here. You got the Marshall School of Law. But we don't seem to retain them.
I think they changed the name, by the way.
Oh, they did? Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's problematic.
They don't. Oh, I did not know that. they don't seem to retain them. Pittsburgh seems to retain them at Pitt, Duquesne, etc. They do that. I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, that's something that I think that we need to work on.
Well, even Ohio State has sucked away so many Clevelanders.
Well, don't get me started on Columbus.
That's why.
You're going to get me started down there. Don't make me sing.
It's why that town has so many Browns fans. I think it's a big reason why the Haslams had thought about previously. They've obviously changed course, but having training camp down there and continue to try to grow. But whatever. But Ohio State has had a huge, huge impact in that way.
Yeah. I would imagine that's true, which is going to make me even more agitated. But here we are. I fight for that. But I think you're right. Those factors. And again, we're talking about, I mean, if you're talking about from what, 10 to 200, You are talking about the people who have the advantages of being able to do that. You know, I certainly wasn't able to do that. And there was only smarts that went so far, at least with GPA. I never took an SAT. I only took an ACT. I really did not apply myself very much in high school, which is a regret that I have.
We will have to devote another podcast to exploring that.
What?
I'd like to explore that.
Well, I didn't have much drive in that case.
Knowing you now, that stuns me. That absolutely stuns me. Well, we can do that at a later time.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that because in a lot of things now, I'm very disciplined. Not, you know, personal appearance, but a lot of things I'm very disciplined. I guess we could talk about that. So I never had the option to go to a school in the South. I don't even know where I'd begin. I was kind of lost on that. Didn't really know. You did. I mean, you had those options. You visited Arizona State, did you not? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you pick Arizona State?
I'm stupid. Why I would choose Syracuse over Arizona State?
So you like snow?
No, I'd really like to get into
it. Oh, I think at that time in your life, you really love snow.
You can find it at Arizona State, too, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's true. There's plenty of slopes there.
I went out to the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism, and I sat in on some classes. I traded some phone numbers with some gals that were in the class. Spent like a couple of months in Ahwatukee, right down the road.
You from spent Arizona a couple State. Of months?
Yeah, I was kind of hanging on my buddy's couch, who had a job out there.
I thought you visited. I didn't know you like lived there.
Yeah, there was some gap time in there.
When was this?
This was before I ended up going to Syracuse for grad school. So in between Ohio State, graduating Ohio State.
Holy cow! Okay,
so I had
out there in the Ahwatukee foothills.
Oh my God! Yeah. Your sister
that
had to
urban
be
urban village.
I worked out at the YMCA there. Wow. Every day.
Didn't what pay. Did you do I for a living?
In, I snuck in every day and didn't pay.
Well, when you're in the East Valley region of the Phoenix metropolitan area, you've got to do things like that.
Yeah.
What did you do for a living?
Right down the 101. Is that what it was?
Of course.
I didn't, because I had saved my money. I'd been really good at saving my money from working at the golf course.
Well, and when the pizza elevation delivery. When the elevation there is 1,283 feet,
wow, well, that says it all.
Money.
That says it all. Come on.
And then you left, and they said, just like when they said about Cronkite, they said, doggone it. Cronkite, they said it about you when we've lost Lyman, we've lost them all. Damn it.